TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
You know it's true. Let me see. Hustle.
Ocean Views, a social lab, TM Hyman Radio, hanging out with the entire crew tonight, 605 in Hollywood, 905 Atlanta. Hey, what's popping? Hey, I don't know where you're going to be this weekend, but as we prepare to get back to the basics and to get kids back in school, if you need school supplies, so, you know, I'm so hood, like, I don't know if you're rolling through the Atlanta metropolitan area Saturday or not, but listen, if you got a station wagon or a truck, when I say school supplies, listen, like children's clothing, haircuts, groceries, fresh produce, live entertainment, it's a flat-out cookout. I mean, everything you need, 12 noon to 5 p.m., the Georgia International Convention Center, back to school 2018. Listen, station wagon, pickup truck. When I say supplies and everything you need, they're going to have everything you need. It's back to school.
Yeah.
We're getting ready, preparing for back to school. Listen, we got kids going to college for the first time. We got kids going to high school for the first time, middle school for the first time, and even elementary, like for the first time. We got kids all over the place preparing for back to school. Plus, we chopping it up with Fee. That's the show tonight, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam Boston. What up, Ma? You going back to school?
Yeah.
Where you going? What you studying?
Nope, I ain't going back to school. I'm so glad I don't have any children in school. I would donate a pencil and some paper. I used to sell pencils and paper in school.
And
yeah,
we're going to hold you to that. We're going to hold you. Yeah, 10 pieces. 10 pieces. You were selling 10 pieces. I get it. I remember.
Hey, I will donate $100 to the children's school supply fund.
So you know what? You done started something. Stand by. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up. See? She's chopping it up.
Hola. Nada mucho. How are y'all?
What up?
Hey,
what
I'm doing well. Boston and started something. She says she will put $100 in the pot to help kids going back to school. I ain't asking you to match it, but you got something you want to put in the pot on behalf of kids going back to school?
Absolutely. I could take that $100. I could take that $100 that Boston is donating for my ninth grader that's going to school. Let's go ahead.
Donate to the she's gonna take it. God damn it. You know what? Chop up some onions or something. Damn it. Get out of here.
I can do that. I can do that too.
From the other side of the ATL. Give it up for hot chocolate. Damn it.
Wait a minute. See, I'm really weak right now because I just knew that she was about to match it or double it. And
yeah.
I was
see, y'all would know exactly where it's going to. Y'all, I would be able to provide receipts. Yeah, I'll be able to provide receipts.
Right this
minute.
No.
It'll go straight
to
Nevaeh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead, hot chocolate.
No, this is a good one. Yeah.
You like paint
it. Yeah.
Counter.
That's right.
She's going to have all the glittery notebooks too with that $100.
We prepared to go back to school in 2018.
Monograms,
so
everything.
Clearly, some people gonna get all they can get, and I understand. And again, if you are like Fee and other people out there, and you're trying to get all you can get, I'm here to tell you, Hosea helps. It's a dynamic organization that's been actually supporting the Atlanta metropolitan area since 1971. I mean, Hosea feeds the hungry in a major way. They provide real solutions, work with families, transform lives for the most part. And, I mean, this is a huge event goes down at the Georgia International Convention Center. That's 2000 Convention Center Concourse, College Park, Atlanta. This
Saturday, July the 28th. It goes down 12 noon to 5 p.m. I mean, listen, they give you all that you want. I mean, tons of sponsors. They cutting kids' hair. I mean, everything for real. I mean, I know some people
That's
feel like, you know, I don't need that. You know, I'm too good for that. But listen, I mean, with every penny counts. And you know, you need to save your money. I mean, they really give you anything that you want. They give you all that you can actually take away. The only thing they ask you to do is they ask you to register. So all you got to do is go to 4hosea.org. That's the number 4, Hosea, HOSEA.org. Okay, you have to register. You can register your family. You can register to volunteer. But, you know, they got backpacks. They got, I mean, everything. Jump on the website. Check them out. That's Hosea Feeds the Hungry. Hosea Helps. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Again, we're talking about preparing to go back to school tonight. And the one thing I want to remind parents of, specifically amongst, like, little kids, like, suicide is serious amongst, like, babies. And when I say babies, like, you know, those who cannot really speak for themselves, think for themselves, they're not of age. You know, so they're babies, in my opinion, but specifically young kids. Like, I mean, kids, like, between the age of, like, under the age of 12 are, like, 5 times more likely to try to commit suicide. And you got to pay attention to the signs. I mean, depression is real, not just amongst adults, but amongst children. Pay attention to the signs as we prepare to get kids really motivated and ready to go back to school. Man, I mean, kids in Atlanta go back to school August the 1st. Can you believe it?
It's time to end the books, baby. Some kids come back today.
I know that the year-round started.
Year-round school. Go ahead.
Going back real quick to the Hosea Help event, that for you all who aren't really pop culture knowledgeable, if that's the word, or, you know, don't really delve into what's going on in the Atlanta metro area as far as philanthropy goes, the Hosea Helps cause, again, has been around since 1974, and it started as a foundation to honor Atlanta housewife Portia Williams' grandfather.
Okay, so that's what makes her a staple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she spotlighted the organization on the show several times.
Oh, I do that.
Go out, volunteer. If you don't want to volunteer, if you just want to go out and, you know, take advantage of some of the resources that they're offering, you know, you may get a chance to rub elbows or run into, you know, a celebrity or two. You never know.
Right. And don't be too prideful either.
Absolutely. I mean, and on the whole volunteer front, I mean, you know, again, education first, folks. I mean, we're living in a time where education is under attack. I mean, Betsy DeVos was being called out by Senator Warren. You know, I believe always Senator Warren is always calling out somebody, but she was calling out this week over the fact that some laws was just passed dealing with student loans that makes it difficult for, you know, people to sue, you know, unethical loan companies, specifically unethical universities. There was a law passed making it difficult for you to sue them. And so, you know, you have to really understand what's happening in education. You know, we got a show coming up next week where we're talking about school choice. You know, do you really know about school choice is the topic. Do you know about school choice? I mean, you know, we hear about it in the news. We talked about it even last week as, you know, the gentleman out of Minneapolis, you know, called, and he was talking about, you know, just politics and how we should be open to views even from idiotic people, because even idiotic people have good ideas. and we should be open. When he was talking about school choice and, you know, how he really appreciates school choice because it let him take his daughter out of a bad – he didn't say daughter or son, so I take that back. It allowed him to take his child out of a bad situation, it allowed him to take control of the future of her education. And that's what school choice is really about. We'll get more into that next week. But I think as we prepare to go back to school, first things first, you know, what's important? The one thing I can always remember going back to school, and I had to get my mind right as a student, and it got better as I got, but I hated having to have a curfew, first and foremost, and I hated having to go to bed at a certain damn time. I used to hate you 9 o'clock. Now I love you 9 o'clock because we get to talk to the world at 9 o'clock. But I used to damn you 9 o'clock because I used to.
That's hard
to show
how to know.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock for a long time too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, you know, I bring up curfew to ask, you know, is a curfew, you know, still relevant in 2018 for students, or is it relevant based on, you know, your level in education, like high school students typically? I think that's when I stopped having to go to bed at 9. Maybe when I was in the 8th grade it started to change. Maybe 7th grade, I'm not sure.
Well, it's still relevant. Yeah, it's still relevant with my youngest because of me having to get up so early. And I have to take her and drop her off for school. So, yeah, 9 o'clock is about sufficient for her. And half of the time she sleeps before 9 o'clock because she just be like, okay, you wake up with the chickens. Like, this is ridiculous.
How old is she?
I think
14.
She never fought you over that curfew, over that time of 9 o'clock.
Of course. And even if I said, okay, you could stay up past it, 9:02, I look over, she drooling. Because I know, you know, what time that she has to get up, you know. I think it's just that mental thing. Like you said, you know, you hate it 9 o'clock is the fact that you have a someone tells you what time to go. So you're already pissed off. So if I'm like, okay, go ahead, stay up, you know, and I look over, her tongue hanging out her mouth because she already
there
sleeps.
You go. The early wake-up call is the variable. You can, fight them as much as you want to go to bed at an early time, and they're going to rebel against it. But, you know, 5 o'clock comes real early, and once that alarm goes
real
off,
early,
and you have no choice but to get up. Oh, understand real quick, real quick.
That's right. So right now she's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you gauge the and I don't think when we think about our children we don't say mental health. But I think we're living in a time where we need to gauge the mental health and emotional welfare of our children. How do you all as parents gauge the mental health of your children, or do you even think about gauging the mental health of your children?
I do. Communication.
Right.
Talking constantly. And you can tell when things change, you can tell, you know, their attitude, their personality, you know, they could say one minute they enjoyed math and all of a sudden now they hate math class. Okay, so what's going on with math? Or, you know, so-and-so was my best friend, past tense. So it's, you know, talking and really trying to figure out, you know, what exactly is going on.
Yeah, but isn't that easier said than done, though? Because the one thing that teenagers do not do openly is talk. Most teenagers are very secretive, and they don't want you in their business. So I think, you know, talk to them is easier said than done at the end of the day.
Well, that's when you started talking to your kid at 13, because
you know, if you communicate with them from day one, like straight up, you talk to your child, you communicate with them any way, shape, form, or fashion that you can. You don't start at 12 and 13 trying to talk to them and get them to talk to you. A lot of people just back up off their children when they get about 11 years old. Oh, they got it. So the kids, that's
true.
How they end up, you know, in their little friend circle doing dumb stuff.
And then I agree with that. I guess one of the most heartbreaking ones that I saw, I think the girl was either 9 or 10, and she lived in Ohio. She had gotten into her first fight, and just in like today's fashion, someone videoed it, and she lost the fight. Well, they put it on the little app Musical.ly, so that it started going around the school, and she got really depressed, and her mom basically was telling her, look, you know, mommy has gotten into fights several times as a kid, and, you know, no, I didn't win all the fights that I was in, blah, blah, blah. Well, also, mommy, we didn't have social media, so
right.
We don't know how that was affecting her. Well, the mom came home from work, and she had hung herself in her closet because she couldn't deal with the fact that, you know, the kids were teasing her because they had videoed it. So, I mean, we are, like, you're right in saying that, Terrence. We're in a different time. You know, we're in a different era where the things that we had to go through growing up, the kids are going through it, but they're going through it on social media, which
right,
that's a whole other term.
Right.
Yeah,
at least
absolutely.
We had the room bill for sure. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
if somebody told somebody else about something they saw, it took a while to get around. But now
right.
it's like they hit
it's
one
instant.
Button and, you know, damn near everybody in the school got the video showing it to somebody else, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's pause for the calls because I certainly want to know what we got cooking in the morning.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
Tonight, I am going to give you guys my sweet potato bread pudding. Y'all heard it right. Sweet potato bread put nothing low fat
wow.
about this one. Okay. So what you're going to start with is 5 cups of torn fresh French bread, 1 whole sweet potato, 3 whole eggs, 2 cups of milk, 1 cup of miniature marshmallows, 1/2 cup of chopped pecans, 1 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. Let me say that one slower. 1/2 cup of sugar, and 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, and 1 pinch of salt. Now, you're going to have a nice, sultry vanilla cream sauce to go on top. So you're going to need 7 ounces of sweetened condensed milk, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. I don't know why that one tripped me up tonight. And 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. What you're going to do is rinse your sweet potato and poke holes in it by using a fork, and you're going to microwave for about 12 minutes, depending on the size of the sweet potato. Peel the potato and place in a large bowl. Smash using a potato smasher until it's smooth. You're going to add in your egg and mix until mix using the potato masher again. Add your sugar, brown sugar, vanilla, pumpkin pie spice, and salt, and stir with a spoon. You're then going to add in your marshmallows, 1/4 cup of pecans, your bread, and your milk. Gently stir until it's combined. Then you're going to spray an 8x8 pan with nonstick cooking spray. Add your bread pudding mixture, top with the remaining of your pecans. Bake for about 55 minutes at 325 degrees. For your vanilla sauce, whisk together all ingredients in a small bowl and pour over your warm bread pudding. Great for a Sunday dessert.
sounds spectacular. Hey, if you're looking for school supplies, children's clothing, haircuts, listen, groceries, fresh produce, live entertainment, cookout, grilling, medical screening, baby food, kids playland, and everything is free, baby. Listen, if you're in Atlanta, anywhere in the area, 12 noon to 5 p.m. this Saturday, July 28th. Listen, Hosea is helping. And been helping for a
There's
long
no
time.
There's no reason for you not to go to that.
Listen, straight up. That is the Georgia International Convention Center, right smack dab in the Midtown. Actually, it's
in the middle of College Park.
Really, College Park. Listen, it's a dynamic event, and it helps a ton of kids in the Atlanta area. If you're swinging through anywhere, if you're swinging through, come on, come on, hang out. Again, preparing to go back to school. Listen, the mental health of your children is extremely important. The emotional well-being of your children are very important at the beginning of a school year. Coming out of the summer, sometimes you got to pay attention. Sometimes coming out of the summer, you know, you got to really pay attention to make sure that everything is well. You know, a lot of times, you know, things happen over the summer that we don't really talk about. So make sure that your kids then had a good summer and they go back to school healthy, mind, body, and soul. You dig?
Yes. And watch the kids too while you're talking to them. Pay attention to mannerisms, body language. You know, if they become abrupt, if their moods are changing, you know, really quickly. It's not always just, you know, oh, that's how teens act. Oh, that's they're going, you know, hormonal changes, things of that nature. That's not always what it is. Take some time. Ask them again. They're okay. Yeah, kids, you okay? Yes. That's the first thing they say. They're not always okay.
They're not always okay. Did y'all see the video where the mama take the little dude? He was in the back of the seat. He was going nuts. He was talking to somebody in the front seat, and nobody was in the damn front seat. And she was like, nobody's sitting up here. And he was like, he was cursing. He was cursing. He called her a bitch. Then he was like, "I'm sorry."
But did you notice that he had
a bitch?
But he had on a hospital band, and he had on like hospital socks. So it's like he was coming out of anesthesia. Yeah.
I thought that was just. See no band. But
I watched it because I
that
it pissed
was,
me off.
He was definitely. Not right, but she was even
more wrong.
She was under some kind of anesthesia. The fact that she even recorded it and published it. Listen, people.
Yeah,
we
she was on the anesthesia call. I need light. That's what it was. To me, you'll do anything about putting your kid. Yeah, you're gonna put your kid that's clearly coming out of anesthesia. You know. And okay, even if he is coming out of anesthesia, that's learned behavior to talk the way he was talking.
Monday, 9 p.m. Everybody, I don't know if y'all seen it, but listen, it was embarrassing. Hey, good night. Hey, listen.
Good night. Catch y'all later.
We gotta do better. We gotta do better. Hey, we out of here. We out of here, everybody.
All right. Y'all have a great one.
Hey, Porcelain. We got a special guest, Porcelain, on Monday. Porcelain, actually, she got a hit on Billboard right now. And I want to say it's like, check out Porcelain back Monday. Peace.
Come on, Freddy. See him behind the live. See him behind the live. See him behind the live.